Command number 111. Abide in me by obeying my commands. Abide in me, and I in you. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. John 15:4 and verse 10. The profound example of the Apostle John's life is as powerful as the words he recorded of Jesus' farewell conversation and charge to his disciples in the upper room. For John was no scribe, historian, or journalist, merely recording events. In a sense, John was setting down for all time the very principles he had himself lived by, the truths that had changed his own heart. He was illuminating the way the Holy Spirit works in human life to transform a fallen, broken, sinful, selfish humanity into fruit-bearing individual vines in God's vineyard. John 15, therefore, comes to us with a wondrous double message. Between its lines, we observe the progress and transformation of John himself, from a feisty, tempestuous, ambitious youth into the apostle of love. John learned to abide in Jesus and to remain in him over a lifetime. He learned to abide by obeying. Out of that obedience grew a deep understanding of God's very nature. In his long life, he witnessed branches that did not bear fruit and were cast out and burned. Judas, Ananias and Sapphira, Demas, Hymenaeus, Alexander the coppersmith. And in the lives of Peter and his other fellow disciples, he saw the fruitful results of a lifetime spent abiding in the vine. John 15 gives us a picture of exactly how it should be. John's example matches his words. His words come to us with power because they also illuminate the example of his life. At first glance, the abiding life Jesus speaks about seems passive, as if there is little we must actually do other than let the sap, the life of the vine, flow through us. The very words abide, remain, dwell, stand, tarry, persevere are all passive words. This reveals the unfortunate fact that many read John 15 by skipping over verse 10. Indeed, the entire upper room discourse from John 13 to 17 can be read dreamily and passively. But this is anything but a passive passage. If we are paying attention, that all-important verse 10 jumps off the page like an explosion of spiritual dynamite. It represents the climax of the gospel, the culmination of Jesus' entire teaching in a few short words. It is both a command and a promise. He is commanding us to abide in his love. He is telling us how to abide in his love. And he is promising that we will abide in his love if we follow that how. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. As John said, it is enough, for it is the Lord's command. The following is an excerpt from Michael Phillips' Make Me Like Jesus, The Prayer of Life. Abide in me. These three words have always flowed over my soul like a cool mountain stream, soothing and calming and filling me with peace. These few words have been among my favorite passages of Scripture. They seem to represent the apex, the ultimate in the Christian experience, the most powerful biblical exposition of Christ-likeness. But how was this abiding to come about? It seemed like an ethereal process that perhaps stole over one gradually by spiritual osmosis. The command to abide and the description of the abiding life filled me with peace, but left me with few ideas how it was to be done. I'm sure my short-sightedness will already be obvious to you. I had not paid sufficient attention to the remainder of the passage. Why was Jesus one with his Father? What enabled this oneness to be, in MacDonald's words, the bond of the universe, the chain that holds it together, the one act of unity, the harmony of things. Jesus tells us clearly, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Jesus was one with his Father because he did his Father's will. To abide is to obey, and to obey is to love. John 15 offers us a doorway, therefore, and neither a cryptic nor an ethereal one, but one that is extremely succinct and practical, into the Christ-likeness we seek. Of what is abiding in Christ comprised? Of nothing more nor less than being one with the Father, as he was one with the Father, by doing his will. John 15 makes of the cross a moment-by-moment way of life, not an end to life. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to abide in him by keeping his commands. No amount of brute willpower can keep me abiding and dwelling in you. I need your help. As you abide in me, your Spirit draws me into your very life. Keep me in your life by obedience. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.